fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, it's Thursday night. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. It's 8 p.m. It's Thursday night, and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio or on TuneIn, the app you can get on your smartphone, or streaming it at fmtalk1065.com. Wherever you are across the fruited plain, welcome to Common Sense Radio, where we sift through the fake news and the propaganda and help you navigate these murky waters of just Democrat media complex propaganda, lies. And that's why you're here, to sift through those. And every week, you're always surprised that what am I doing here?
I'm surprised.
It's because President Holiday is here to bring the electrons.
That guy over
there. Yeah, Mark is a good guy. Give him a hand.
Oh, my goodness. That was the intro?
That was the intro.
Okay. Cue the crowd.
They do it for Biden. Why don't they do it for me?
Yep.
They have a crowd for Biden.
Did you not have your teleprompter going?
No, the it fell over.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody kicked the darn thing. Oh, it was me.
Or was it a green screen?
I saw that, too. I was like, we're going to get in on. And of course, we're hoping, and you, the listener, are already praying for adult supervision. Yeah. And thankfully, we have our director of quality assurance and head of the research department, executive producer, co-host, all-around nice gal, gold star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
Great to be here, as always.
So I don't know how many people went and got that, but
I got it.
I got it about a half a second. It took me a second. It was like, what? What did he just call me?
It's so hard to even act that way.
Well, yeah. And that's one of the things. Look, there's all sorts of things going on out there, and we're gonna get into all of those. And I guess I wasn't gonna do this one first, but I mean, Biden is just slipping out there, and the brain freeze. I mean, in numerous things, and then he said President Harris.
I think
I think he's just slipping out the truth that they told him. Joe, we're going to let her be the president. You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Don't worry about it. You know you can't do this, but don't worry.
It's like he's lucid slipping.
Don't worry about the daily briefings.
Well, it's like, I don't know if you have that thing handy. Remember that clip where he said, we have the most inclusive, comprehensive voter fraud organization ever.
Yeah, fingertips, but
that was his dementia going, oh, I wasn't supposed to tell that part.
Yeah,
but no, well, he's just slipping over. And then you mentioned the green screen.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that clip today. He's supposed to be walking up, and he talking to a couple of reporters, and you see him walking. And when you realize there's something wrong, you kind of go, this looks kind of weird. And then he gets up to the reporters and he's talking. His hands go through the microphone.
So it appears that it's staged.
Are the microphones there or not? I mean, his hands literally go through the microphone.
Maybe he might have walked into the reporters or something, but close to it, huh?
Well, he was too close on the green screen, and microphones were stuck out there like they were asking questions. You didn't see reporters, just microphones, but his hands went into the microphones. And then part of his head was missing for a second.
Yeah.
It kind of flickered.
But, I mean, it's super scary when you think about this from an actual national security
point.
It's funny, but it's really not.
Though, but he's on his game with Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, he's backing the Russians down.
That's right.
And he told Stephanopoulos that Putin's a killer. And I don't know.
Didn't he say they interfered in our election this time?
Oh yeah, no, there's I forgot who put another report. Official report came out in the last week that said Russia. China sat it out. Russia interfered again and tried to put their thumb on the scale for Trump.
For Trump.
Oh, right. But no, he called him a killer. And then it's not widely reported. I had to really look for it. But apparently Putin was a little irritated and said it takes one to know one.
So, yeah.
And then he came back and said, I challenge you to do a debate.
Yeah, he said, we could do it online.
We could do this, yeah. We could do a debate. And then he said some other cryptic thing. I wish you good health. You know when the mafia tells you, I wish you good health.
It's not a good thing. They really do.
You need to double check your life insurance, make sure everything's in order.
One thing I can say about Biden, he has always talked tough. He's not always been able to follow through with it, but he'll talk tough, particularly to people who, you know, like the factory worker during the campaign.
Yeah,
you pony-faced soldier. That was a different one.
The campaign
about the Second Amendment.
Yep.
And then he says stuff. Well, I'll get down and do push-ups with you right now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him like, you're 78. Let's see how many you could do. Can you do any?
So, like I said, he's always talked tough.
But then again,
you know what they say.
Very bizarre.
Actions speak louder than
words. And then, you know, he had that press conference last week when we were right before we came on, and so we didn't see it. And it was just, we got a couple of the snippets, a lot of pabulum about, you know, COVID was going to stay forever. But it was funny. One of the after remarks, Van Jones, one of our favorite leftists on CNN, said, Biden's deeper patriotism is exactly what we need right now.
Mm. Is it now,
what?
Van Jones?
What? The guy who's selling out to China? I mean, the stuff they say is so bizarre and just, it doesn't make any sense. But in his speech, we know he said, hey, we're still, COVID is still bad, you know. Although last week he said, you know, we didn't have the vaccine. He even said something about we didn't have the vaccine. He gave no credit to Trump about the vaccine.
Right.
None.
Well, I mean, his goal was to have a million vaccines a day within the first 90 days of his. When he took office, we were doing 900,000 plus a day anyway.
Yeah, we were doing about a million a day. He doesn't give any credit to, hey, thank you for getting this done. We're doing this, and the numbers are going way down. But still, he came, but we're still, you know, we got a mask. And maybe by July 4th, we might have some liberation.
Yeah, that was me. It was just that so ridiculous. You know, the nanny state.
Oh.
You know, remember when the elementary school teacher said, now, look, kids, if you save up enough of these marbles in the marble jar for good behavior, you might to go on the playground.
We might go on the playground. And that's where we're at.
If you're good boys and girls, maybe. Only maybe if you're good. I mean, how ridiculous. But that's exactly
what it is. Although Fauci did come out and said that he revised the mask thing.
Well, he got schooled today by Rand Paul.
He's come out with the thing and said that have you ever seen the little headbands with a light on it when you're working?
Yeah, I've got some of those.
But you get a headband and you replace the light with a small fan to blow away the virus, and you don't have to wear the mask.
Are you kidding me?
I am kidding you, but I saw that as a meme.
But he would.
I'm early on April Fools.
See, you know.
But thought for a second ago.
None of this is, you know, out of the realm of possibility.
I saw the meme. I thought how stupid it was. And I said, I'm going to say it because Mark's going to look at me. Is that true or not? I knew
really?
You would.
I mean, don't call me gullible. Call me, you know.
Well, they say such other crazy
unbelievably
things.
Unbelievably overwhelmed with, are you kidding me?
Well.
Really?
Yeah. Again, that's
because
the issue.
Because some of it's actually true.
Yeah.
That they say. I mean, none of it's true, but
yes,
they've actually said some of these things.
They actually
believe
it.
But look, the numbers are down drastically around here. The Governor Meemaw has already said that the mask mandate will lift on 9 of April because she's pretty certain that hunting Easter eggs could be a mass spreader event.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to keep the masks through Easter. You and your little rugrats and their Easter eggs be spreading COVID all over the place at your churches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we've got that. The numbers are way down. Alabama's looking in about 3 weeks. We're going to be fully open. We're going to finally follow Mississippi.
And Florida. Yeah.
In Florida, well, we don't ever expect to keep up with Florida.
Right.
We only want to beat Mississippi, except in football.
Yep,
that's the only time we can beat Florida.
Yeah.
So
well, yeah, that goes without saying.
Yep.
And then you know, and the whole other sideshow that I think we talked about, and I just wanted to mention the whole Cuomo sex scandal. You know what? It's all contrived.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not new what they're doing. And they're only pushing these people forward now to distract from
the real thing.
Killed a bunch of senior citizens in the nursing homes, dude.
Last Friday, I accused Dalton. I was listening to Dan and Dalton in the morning, and he was talking the very same thing. I said, you were listening to our show last night, weren't you? Because that's when you mentioned that, you know, the sex scandal, as bad as it is, and I'm not discounting it, but it's all to take away from the focus of the murder scandal.
The murder that you killed seniors, not just there, but in New Jersey and Michigan and other states where they did the same thing. They went and said, send all those infected seniors back to the nursing homes.
Right.
Because most of those people in the nursing homes vote red anyway. So just send them back. We'll take care of that.
And we can't forget to talk about the border.
Oh, no. There's
no crisis down there or anything.
No crisis.
But we should at least talk about it.
We will get to the border crisis. We got all that. And don't forget, Antifa is back rioting in Portland, but the National Guard is still in defending the Capitol against the 6th January non-riot.
But so they're not actually guarding our nation.
Right. And then one other thing you can count on is nobody is still watching the Grammys.
Right. What?
True. Nobody's watching the Grammys.
And even the second shows that the Grammys had on.
Down 60%. And it's nasty anyway. I didn't watch any, but I saw a clip and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah. That was
bad. This the Grammys or Pornhub? What was that?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. All right, look, we will be back with your calls and text at 251-343-0106. And we welcome aboard any of the American patriots who've been following me on MeWe and actually liked my post and said, I'm going to tune in.
Ah.
We'll be right back. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Before we plug ahead, we'll catch up with the text line. James from Florida says, we're back to having a king. And then we have another comedian from Florida who said, the beach is open. There are a lot of masks being worn, but they have been repurposed into bikini bottoms. I guess I could see that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I don't know. Depends on the mask. Whatever. Okay. I guess I need to go to the beach to find out.
I guess.
Yeah. Before we get to the couple of odd items, I just want to get out. Interesting how things are turning in the Biden policies versus Trump policies. The Biden Commerce Secretary said Trump's steel tariffs were actually effective.
Well.
Duh.
Amazing.
Duh. That's why do you think our economy was booming and we had jobs coming back? Oh, but now that we have new policies, what's happening now? What happened when I forgot who was it? I think it wasn't it Ford or somebody was going to go build a new facility in China or somewhere and Trump said, oh, no.
No,
you're not. If you go do that, we're going to do that. And they wind up building it in Michigan. Well, they have lost their fear of that because Ford just announced that they are going to move a $900 million plant from Ohio to Mexico.
Mom.
Yeah. Yes. So apparently the bribes are lower than the coming taxes. The bribes in Mexico are lower than the coming Biden taxes.
Well, and see, that's it. And I know I was listening to somebody talking about the taxes in the recovery slush fund money laundering bill, $1.9 trillion. Those taxes over 10 years would raise, $2.3 trillion?
Oh, they'll spend that tomorrow.
Well, here's the thing. And this is the problem when you know, the OMB puts any kind of a calculation on taxes, increase or decrease, you know, revenue gain, revenue lost. It's always a static.
Right. Mm. It doesn't
analysis.
Account for growth
it
or
does,
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't account for the fact that, you know, if taxes go up on businesses and taxes go up on rich people, businesses will move someplace else and rich people will send their money someplace else.
Ask New York and California.
Which means that you and I, who depend on jobs, are going to have a harder time finding it at the wages that we want to live on.
Right.
Exactly. So we're going to be paying less taxes because we won't be generating as much income.
Wealth.
So, you
Reagan
there is no increase in revenue. There's usually a
decrease
in revenue.
Reagan proved it. Reagan cut taxes, and during his tenure, tax revenues doubled in 8 years.
Yeah.
And he cut taxes drastically.
Right.
And you see that when they raise taxes, the revenues actually go down. We do it every time. And then one other odd little thing. You remember that one congressional race in Iowa that went back and forth in the courts, and the Republican finally won by 6 votes?
I vaguely remember hearing
And they finally got through the courts and certified by the state of Iowa, and that Republican was sworn and has been serving for a couple months. Pelosi is actually trying to overturn. They're trying to bring a bill up, because the House can reject a member and reject that member. Just send her home. You think they're not drunk with power?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They are absolutely drunk with power. I mean, you're watching all this. Everything's upside down. We're going to get into some of the – there's some really crazy upside down thing. But we got to get I got election 2020 theft stuff, but we'll get to that. But you mentioned the border.
Yeah.
The border is still out of control. And
it's
getting worse.
Yeah, by the day. The thing that struck me today is about the Dallas Convention Center.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
That's a big deal. And if you don't
3,000 teenagers.
What do you first think of when you hear
young
that
men
demographic,
teenagers.
Pete?
MS-13.
Or just terrorists.
Yeah.
In general.
I mean, you're talking
that's
about
the age group.
Teenage men?
Yeah.
I mean, basically
3,000 teenage men unaccompanied or whatever.
Well,
incarcerated.
Not incarcerated.
Not held in tightly and can't go. Housed.
Housed.
Which
implies that they're able to leave and go and come as they would like.
Yeah.
So you've got multiple danger situations. Again,
multiple.
Do you really think they're 17 and all under 18? No. You know, probably they could be 25 years old and say they're 18. I mean, they're not checking.
Don't you remember when we had some of those guys, the refugees from Eastern Europe, and they'd go and register in high school, and they'd find out this guy on the basketball team in Massachusetts
like
was 25, 30 years old.
So you've got all these dangerous situations going on. Who's actually paying for this? Like,
we are.
I know, but like, you're just going to dump them into an American city?
No, but
you guys clean this mess up now.
And look, the Democrats on the border are actually complaining. In Arizona, they're complaining. They're just letting them through and dumping them in the cities in Phoenix and wherever.
And FEMA went directly to Dallas, not the county, not the state.
That's
They bypassed the chain of command and actually went straight to the convention center and said, hey, we want to rent your facility.
I mean, let's just...
And being that there's COVID and there's no conventions, the convention center, we ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, but think about do you remember what a debacle it was when in New Orleans, when all that rape and it was just a cesspool when they tried to house those people in the...
In the dome?
In the dome.
After Katrina?
I mean, these places are not hotels.
No.
They're not set up for
people. So what do you
do? It's a nightmare.
So what do they do? They put them in cages.
Mm.
The cages are back.
And so are the cargo containers.
Think they ever went
and
away.
The cargo containers.
Well, that's a new one. That's a Biden thing.
Mm-hmm. See
cargo
what,
containers.
The cargo.
Those are real comfortable.
Cargo container
by the way,
with
folks.
Bars on the window.
Yeah. Real comfortable.
And from
folks.
What I've heard, there's a media blackout. They've all been.
No, nobody
threatened.
Can get in to
right.
see
you
them.
Can't no,
you
yeah,
can't
the media
ride
blackout.
Along.
Yep.
Everybody's saying, no media. You guys can't go down there. You can't report. We don't want you down there.
I think they threatened the Border Patrol not to report any numbers. Like, they can't.
Oh, no, they're hiding all of them.
So how
absolutely.
Is this even constitutionally legal?
Like, well, can it's you not, obviously.
Well, no, because we don't have a functioning federal government. I mean, the federal government is rogue. It's totally rogue.
It's just hard to believe.
I know it's hard to believe,
really
but we watch the presidency
We're
be stolen. So anything's believable
that's
now.
True. And, I mean, why
but,
do you
I
think
mean,
it'd be different?
This crisis, it's a humanitarian crisis. It's growing. And instead of getting control... the Biden DHS secretary is like, we're going to make it easier for people to come. And he's actually starting youth programs in the Central American countries to gather the people up to the miners program to gather them up and bring them. I mean, they are trying to make it worse. They're trying to they're doing the amnesty so more people will come. Look, and even though some of the border Democrats are complaining, they are trying to destabilize the country.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Was last week's call.
No question about it. I think they're actually just provoking too.
They're trying to provoke us.
I mean, when you take in account all the things that are happening all at once, it's just hard to imagine.
They're trying to provoke us. As James from Florida says, are the Never Trumpers sorry yet? I don't know. Nobody cares what the Never Trumpers think because they're stupid anyway. So
they probably enjoy paying more.
Yeah, they don't get it. No. They're just glad. Well, we stood for our principles, and now the country's going to poop.
Yeah, like what did you think would happen?
Oh, that was good. Whatever those principles were, we're glad you stuck to them.
Right.
You know? Anyway, all of this, we've got lots to get into. There's a lot of little things trickling out about the election theft.
Yeah.
From 2020. I've got a whole list of things. And then I guess I got it. How much time I got? A couple minutes? A minute?
About a minute so, thereabouts.
I had some random things because I wanted to get into the fact that everything is crazy and upside down in the world. And it's not just here.
Alice
in
Canada. Looking glass.
In Canada, a father was jailed for misgendering his daughter. But it's not his daughter. It's his son. It is his daughter. They got that part right.
Misgendering.
Yes. He has a 14-year-old daughter who wants to be a boy. But he keeps referring to his daughter as his daughter and she. And a court ordered him to stop. And he said, no, it's my daughter. So the Canadian authorities arrested him and put him in jail.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just sharing this because these are little pieces that go to show you how absolutely insane the world has gotten. How about this one? Biological male has been crowned Miss Silver State.
Oh. Isn't that Nevada?
It's Nevada.
Oh.
And that's a runner-up to that's one of the feeder pageants going into Miss Nevada. So the first transgender might be Miss Nevada. Really? It's totally off the track. And then here's one. Remember the drag queen story hour?
I do.
How they were pushing that around. We need to be more tolerant of all these drag queens. We need to let these perverts read to your children. Well, it turns out there's a whole organization pushing that, and its CEO happens to be a child court judge in Wisconsin, is the CEO of that in Milwaukee.
Oh, no.
Isn't that interesting? And you know what just happened this week? He was arrested for child porn.
I saw that. Yeah. Go figure.
Hello.
Such a shock.
So when we were saying, hey, they're perverts, don't let them near your children, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but that's okay in the world of Democrat lollipops and cherries. It's okay.
Still better than Dr. Seuss.
Better than Dr. Seuss. You don't want him teaching you any moral lessons.
So
Those drag queens tell you how to live your life. Dr. Seuss, I don't know. He talked in those rhymes and riddles and he might pollute your children's minds, but those drag queens will tell your children their gender is fluid. And the little boys should wear heels and your girls should get crew cuts. Let them be healthy with the drag queens. Okay, enough
so
of that. Let's go to a break here. We'll be right back at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor that is Mission First Mortgage. Folks, as you hear every week, the residential real estate market, actually the commercial real estate market is still fairly strong too, but the residential real estate market is hot, hot, hot. Houses are moving. They're flying off like hotcakes, okay? So if you go out there hunting for a house, you need to have your financing in order. You need to be pre-approved, qualified, and ready to go. So how do you do that? You go to Mission First Mortgage. Go to Mission1STMortgageInc.com. Mission1STMortgageInc.com. they will get you qualified, pre-qualified, approved, so when you go hunting for that dream home, the one that you want, and you see it because it won't last long. It's like, it's literally like hunting, because when it creeps out from behind those azaleas, you better be locked and loaded, sight that thing, pull the trigger, and take it out, because somebody else is going to get it before those azaleas drop.
Just like a wabbit.
Just like a wabbit. It's like a wabbit. It's like
the wascally.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know.
So, but Mission First Mortgage, they're the ones. Look, you got to call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141. Those guys, he has a whole staff there. They know what they're doing. They know how to get you pre-qualified and approved for the highest amount that you possibly can. And then you can shop the market with confidence. And they bring, that's Mission First Mortgage at 289-1141. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
The indispensable factor for protection for all that we hold dear is leadership. The leadership of you and young men and women like you that you offer to this nation. You will be the individuals who most inspire and lead those who are called upon to do the hard and sometimes thankless job. There's a writer, James Warner Bella, sometimes called our Rudyard Kipling because of his stories of our army on the frontier as we pushed westward. And in one of his stories, he described a poignant scene. A commanding officer lay dying on the field of battle. As he passed the command to a younger officer, he said, "There may be only one time in your life when your country will call upon you, and you will be the only one who can do the nasty job that has to be done. Do it, or forever after, there will be the taste of ashes in your mouth." A torch of leadership is being handed to you in this commencement ceremony today. A ceremony that in all this land is duplicated only in the several other service academies. I know that you've learned the principles of leadership here in this historic place. You know that it requires one to command respect of those who follow by deserving that respect. By dedication and total commitment to the defense of our country and all that it represents.
And that, folks, is almost exactly 40 years ago. It is an address at the commencement exercises of the United States Military Academy in West Point. And he talks about leadership and how you have to earn leadership and be deserving of it and provide it to your troops. And I picked that one to go with this week's column that you can find at BamaNewsNow.com. Make sure you go to BamaNewsNow.com and read it. The woke, whining military mocks itself. And this goes back to when, remember about a little over a week ago, Tucker Carlson hit a nerve with the woke military leadership when he kind of challenged Biden on International Women's Day, going, "What is this thing you're parading these generals out here, and you're talking about trivial things like their uniforms and their hairstyles?" And so the whole Women's Day celebration we talked about last week was quite puzzling because, you know, the Equality Act is trying to abolish the binary genders.
Sure.
And you can't. And in the House of Representatives, it is banned right now. It is, you are not allowed
to use any
gendered pronouns,
him, her,
or references like father, daughter, mother, aunt, anything like that. You're not. So why are we doing International Women's Day? And isn't it, you know,
because if there's no difference,
why are they doing that anyway? So Biden parades these generals out there. They're generals.
Yes.
And he outs them as women.
Uh-oh.
Right there,
oh,
right?
Oh, no.
He outs them. So I want you to think, really, how demeaning is it that you have been a career military officer, you have reached the peak of your career as a four-star general officer, and the commander-in-chief parades you out and says, "Look!
A woman!
They're women! And we're gonna work to make sure their uniforms fit better and they have better hairstyles." Really? The whole thing is crazy about that. They're actually doing very serious work. Why are you talking about their hairstyles? Why don't you talk about the commands they're going
to
take?
He would like to be sniffing their hair.
I guess the hairstyle thing threw him, didn't it?
He's got a hair thing. You know?
He's got a hair
thing. He's
got
to sniff the hair.
Now, you might think it's forgivable, but you realize the first female general officer was a half a century ago.
Yeah.
General Anna Mae Hayes was promoted to Brigadier General 50 years ago. And we've had a half century of female generals. Yeah. And generals have led, females have led combatant commands. This is not a novelty. Why are we still doing this? But then he goes on and he pledges to bring an intensity of purpose and mission to really change the culture and habits of the U.S. military. But then he goes back to talking about uniforms and hairstyles. Why isn't he talking about the threats that they face, like China and cyber attacks and the things that they're going to deal with? So they got into Carlson, and he didn't question their qualifications. He didn't impugn their service. What he was really just talking about is, why are you not talking about the challenges they face, the things, the great things are they going to do?
He was exactly on point.
Right,
yeah. Right.
Because, look—
There was nothing controversial
might be women,
about what he said.
But they, if they're four-star generals, I shudder to think they need to be defended.
Correct.
Right.
If they need to be defended, then they shouldn't be generals.
Yeah.
Right?
I think they know where to get a mani-pedi.
Yes.
You know?
So, yes.
I think if that's
they
important,
want one.
If that's important.
But look, so why did the leadership, why did the military leadership get in this? This is crazy, because usually the military leadership stays out of politics.
Well,
and it stays out of controversy. Why would they, and they're very averse, risk averse, oversensitive to bad press. Why would they jump on
this? And you're not on Twitter really anymore, but
no.
I still read a lot on it. They were all over Twitter. I mean, they weren't hiding it.
No, they were coming back with a vengeance.
Individuals.
Yes.
You know, like, it was just the cool thing to do that
military.
Day
yeah.
to make sure you're a high-ranking military. You better tweet something to Tucker Carlson.
I mean,
it was weird. Like, it's
to
out
me,
of
so I asked the question, did the military leadership pounce on Carlson because they actually believe the female experiment is tenuous or because they want to distract from their strategic shortcomings?
Yeah.
Because to me, that's the two choices.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's because they went down a rabbit hole that he did not go down. And here's the sad fact. President Trump worked very hard to restore our military, but the last three decades have hollowed out our military leadership. Our military leadership is as left-leaning as the rest of
they're
the federal bureaucracy.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
totally woke.
And that, bureaucrats and liberals first.
Yes.
And military individuals second.
That's what your 3 and 4 stars are. And the woke transformation of our military became complete with the new SecDev, General Lloyd Austin, who's now SecDev, because his top priority is not our foreign enemies, but rather domestic terrorists and rooting out white supremacy from the ranks. Folks, I've been retired for almost 16 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have racism. We didn't have white supremacy. It was gone. There were... When I first got in the 80s, there were still some rumblings from the 60s and 70s, but we were a meritocracy. We promoted. I saw it. I did it. It didn't matter. Whatever a sailor could do, if he could do the job, I don't care what color he was. We picked him by what they could do, and we did it all the time. Black, mm-hmm. white, didn't matter, and I had them both. I had blacks and whites both leading my troops, and it was based. So— It really offends me that they're trying to say that there's institutional racism, because our troops are still the best this nation
yeah,
has
it's
to
super
offer.
Offensive.
Amen, bro. Amen.
They are. It's the leadership that is totally...
I took offense to the guy who's like, you know, Tucker has never spent one day. He's had 0 days of service. You know what? So what? That doesn't disqualify his statement.
No, it
nor
doesn't.
Nor does it mine. I've never spent one service day in the military, yet I have accurate opinions about the military.
Yes, you do.
It doesn't mean that's a
no,
ridiculous.
No, I absolutely
that
hate
so
that.
That was so ridiculous.
Even though I'm a retired career military, I absolutely hate anybody saying you can't criticize the military because you weren't in.
That's so
a
false.
Very dangerous slope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And it's just not true.
So that means no one can, look, our military is civilian controlled for a reason.
Exactly.
So don't go starting this crap that we can't criticize the military because you didn't serve.
Well, and
that is BS.
Speaking of danger, did you see that group that marched up to Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Oh, the Guam National Guard?
Now that's treading some dangerous ground that's never been tread before. When it comes to the military, is not supposed to be used in that way,
and
I really
think
she just misspoke. She said something like Guam,
a foreign land, or
it was really you could tell she just it wasn't the best statement, but it wasn't it. She just misspoke. It was kind of dumb, flaky of her. But that's all. They just hate her because of what she's been doing.
And so they literally politicized the Guam National Guard.
Went to her office. I mean, that was pretty.
And that's the point of the column is don't politicize the military, and we owe our troops, who are the finest our nation has to offer, better leadership than the lacking leadership we've given them. Because the leadership they got is so risk-averse and so incompetent, it's not even funny. Go to BamaNews.com and watch that, read that. Woke, whining military mocks itself. Read that and share that and let your liberal friends be really angry with you.
We've got Dr. Lou hanging on.
Hanging on, and
special
more calls
coming up.
We'll be right back with your calls and texts, 251-343-0106.
Join me weekdays for This Morning, America's First News. Hear the stories you'll be talking about and searching for all day as we go beyond the headlines and above the chatter with your first look at breaking news, money, Washington politics, technology, entertainment, entrepreneurship, and sports. We explain why stories matter. That's why we are referred to as the most important and relevant radio program. Join us weekdays for This Morning, America's First News.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, and we got to catch up with a text and some calls. Dave from Gulf Shores texts in, hey, Pete, Camisier Pulaski, the founder of the U.S. Army Cavalry, was intersex, had both boy and girl parts. He was an honorary U.S. citizen and the highest honor for a foreign national, founder of our cavalry. So obviously, though, even though he had girl and boy parts, he picked one because he was a cavalry officer, right? Very interesting. I guess, I don't know, if it's, is that trivia? I don't know if that's trivia or not. Very interesting historical note. But look, we got people holding for hours here trying to get on this show at fmtalk1065.com. Dr. Lou, the fearless, venerable leader of the Common Sense Campaign, our South Alabama Tea Party. What do you got for us?
Well, listen, Pete, everything y'all said about the military tonight is part and parcel of what's going on, whether it's H.R. 1, whether it's the Civic Secure Democracy Act, whether it's BLM, Antifa going crazy. All of this is part and parcel of what we have got to fight. And what we have decided was to bring down Congressman Mo Brook on the 27th of March, which is a Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Spanish Fort Container Park, same place we had our Stop the Steal rally. We're going to bring him down here, and we're going to have an interactive discussion with Congressman Brook. He's going to give us a talk, trying to give us insights about how to defeat the radical left and talk about the China threat, okay? We've asked him to talk about those two topics. And I think that people are going to have a great opportunity to speak to him directly because we're going to make this interactive. We're going to put it on live stream, and Judge Blakely is going to go ahead and tape it so that we can spread it throughout the state. Bottom line is, I hope that people will start listening and start tuning in. Next week we have ads that are going to be running. We have a Lanyap ad already in the paper, and next week we'll have another one. But we really want to see another huge crowd come out, just like we have to Stop the Steal.
Yeah, we need to get me the press releases so I can post it on MeWe, where I'm a refuge from Facebook.
I will do that, no question about it, okay? And I know you've got a lot of people on waiting to get on, so I'm going to go.
So let me recap that. You got Mo Brooks coming Saturday, 27th of March at 1600. That's 4 p.m. for civilians and Air Force. And that at the Spanish Fort Container Park there, right above Bass Pro Shop.
Yes, sir.
And we will put that on our MeWe page and wherever else we Telegram and Parlor and wherever else we can put it.
And I guess. And I think go to commonsensecampaign.org and you'll get more information on it, okay?
That's awesome. That's awesome. Is he going to announce his candidacy for Senate?
Well, I might just ask him to do that. Why not?
Why not? Do it in Mobile. It worked for Trump.
There you go. That's a good thought.
There you go. Tell him it worked for Trump. Dr. Lou, president of the Common Sense Campaign, your South Alabama Tea Party. Go to commonsensecampaign.org to join and get more information.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Lou. All right. We got James the Engineer holding. We haven't heard from you in a while, James. What do you got for us?
Well, yeah. Here we go. You know, it's just it blows my mind, like I mentioned before about the border and everything, about, you know, let's just say a person is 13 years of age. He'll be 17 years old. If he's 14, he'll be 18 years of age, and it goes on up like that. We know. Who would you vote for? Of course you'd vote for the Democrats. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, how are they getting fed? Once they get over here and they get processed, and how are they getting fed? Where are they being housed at so they can get into the mainstream?
Well, we take them to the Dallas Convention Center, and then I guess we turn them loose.
At least 3,000 of them in Dallas.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. And then when it comes time, of course, you know, let's just don't say that there's special interest groups out here providing money and so on and so forth for them. Once again, you know, I mentioned about, you know, every year, 10,000 people, different nationalities, are sworn to oath to the United States. They raise their hand. They become citizens. This is too much of an influx. I do want to mention, you know, something about the military, since I am 12B10 combat engineer. I was at Fort Riley, Kansas, and that's where the 1st Infantry Division is located.
Right.
You know, when I was coming out, people are already talking about this thing of homosexuality, transgender, and they were even talking about the fact that, you know, what if one of them had one of them sex changes?
No, they'll pay for it.
Here we go.
The DOD now will do sex gender reassignment surgery. If a member wants it, they will pay for it.
But this is all coming from whose pocketbook, like it's always
ours. And did you hear what the Secretary of Defense said today? I don't know if it was today, this week. He said to paraphrase, his priority in recruiting is perverts.
Here we go.
No, he said he wants the LGBTQ, XYZ, zoo, whatever. If you show up, and apparently now, if you go to the recruiting office, the thing now to get in is you show how perverted you are. The more deviant you are, yes, you add to our diversity. We will enlist you. We don't care if you can run a mile or carry a rifle. James, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still there. I was saying they're taking people that have, you know, a lot of different dysfunctional side effects that you wouldn't normally take, because today's Army is an intellectual Army. It's not like the hardcore that we were years ago. You know, it's become a non-physical. So it doesn't take, but I don't understand the screening process anymore, because of some of the ones I've met, some of the ones I have met, that, you know, R&R, and you're sitting next to them either in a restaurant or something, and you're talking about things, and the logic is not there, or the mentality is not there like the old military.
No, they're certainly not about getting it done, or that can-do spirit is sort of being pushed aside. I see that. Now, there's some really fine young people who want to serve, but they're being ill-served by a corrupt and demented leadership.
This is true. One more thing I want to mention about. I hope these people realize that it is taxpayers' money that pays for us joining the UN, pays for us to join this organization for the purification of our ozone and oxygen level here. We have to join these things. We have to participate by paying thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this. And this is a taxpayer thing. And what most people don't realize is other countries don't follow the guidelines.
Right.
We're the only ones that are putting things like on exhaust systems, like on motorcycles, cars.
No, that was the thing about the Paris Climate Accord, is we made more progress than any country that was in the Paris Climate Accord.
Right. Thank you.
Why did we submit to that nonsense?
Right. And, of course, Donald Trump, in 4 years, our gas never jacked up.
No, and it's up by 30%. All right, James, we're about out of time. Thank you for calling and listening.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate James the engineer. Don't stay away for so long. Look, I had a bunch of news about the election theft. There's stuff coming out in Georgia, actually the biggest one. Do you remember when they said that Trump got on that phone call with the Georgia election officials and demanded they find him votes?
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Oh, quietly, the Washington Post this week published a retraction that all of that was untrue. Do you remember how they ran with that and all the leftist media ran? Oh, he's just trying to find votes. There's much, much more on that. The truth is slowly coming out. And the only way you'll know is to tune into Common Sense Radio every week or follow us on MeWe, Parler, Telegram, wherever else. Honey, it's time to come home.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile.